The presence of the Roman Catholic Church was evident in the establishment of the parish, which was a local church serving the Catholic population of a particular area. The archbishop would determine the parish's boundaries. The consideration of these boundaries were that it be small enough to be served by the number of priests assigned to it and large enough to support the financial needs of the parish. This type of parish was called territorial and served people of all ethnic backgrounds. The size of the parish formed was determined by the distance a parishioner could be expected to travel to reach church. Catholics are bound by church law to worship at the parish in which they reside. As the population grew beyond the ability of the parish to serve the people's needs, it became necessary to divide it. A new parish would be formed. People who have long lived in a particular parish may not want to be carved out of it to begin anew in another, especially if children are enrolled in a parish school. At the turn of the century, as these new territorial parishes were being formed, there were the needs and desires of some immigrant populations to have churches of their own, to preserve their European customs and languages. Parishes were formed to meet these needs called national parishes, often within the territorial parishes. A national church could result in the loss of financial support to the territorial church, thus causing some competition or even ethnic resentment. An example of a national church was Immaculate Conception, formed in 1882 at 88th and Houston to serve the Polish families of South Chicago. Due to the enormous growth of the Polish population, Immaculate Conception had to be divided three times to form the parishes of St. Michael the Archangel at 83rd and South Shore Drive, St. Mary Magdalene at 84th and Marquette, and St. Bronislava at 87th and Colfax. St. Columba Church, serving Irish and Germans, was established in 1884 as a mission church attached to the territorial parish of St. Kevin's in South Deering, and was the first church established to serve the people of Hegwisch at 133rd and Green Bay. It became a parish in 1886. These parishes served many social needs of the immigrants. Schools were established in most parishes, both elementary and high schools. Ethnic identity was preserved. Often, services were provided to assist parishioners to cope with the grinding poverty they experienced in earlier years. In short, Catholic parishes, national or territorial, provided for the total social and spiritual needs of their members and sustained them in times of hardship or sorrow.